From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him $350 for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday afternoon was illegal. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scheer.
Now, Navalny argued back to the court saying that the authorities had not offered specific alternative venues for his demonstration within 3 days of the rally itself. So therefore, according to Russian law, he should be allowed to hold it where he wanted to, which was in central Moscow.
A Kremlin spokesman on Monday said the protesters were looking to incite violence and accuse organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend, but citing no evidence. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and key advisor, Jared Kushner, has agreed to be questioned as part of the Senate investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
But given the role that he played both during the campaign and during the transition, he met with countless individuals. That was part of his job. That was part of his role. And he executed it completely as he was supposed to.
The Senate committee wants to know more about Kushner's two December meetings with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Last week, the FBI director publicly confirmed an investigation into Russian interference in the election and whether associates of the president helped coordinate those efforts. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it is investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul. Iraq officials, or rather forces, with the coalition air support, are working to regain control of western Mosul from the Islamic State fighters who seized the city in 2014. Yemen officials say jihadists waged a deadly attack on a government building in the southern part of the country Monday, killing 10 people. Suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden car into the entrance of the local government headquarters in Houta. Security forces killed 9 militants. Authorities accuse al-Qaeda of being behind the attack, although there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced Monday the Justice Department will withdraw grant funds from local jurisdictions that do not comply with immigration laws. Sessions said the sanctuary jurisdictions endanger lives of every American and put the whole community at risk.
I strongly urge our nation's states and cities and counties to consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to enforce our immigration laws and to rethink these policies. Such policies make their cities and states less safe. Public safety, as well as national security, are at stake and put them at risk of losing federal dollars.
The U.S. requires that federal, state, and local government entities cooperate with immigration officials regarding an individual's citizenship and immigration status. Sanctuary jurisdictions choose not to inform immigration officials when certain undocumented immigrants are released from official custody. The United States, the United Kingdom, and France, along with a dozen other countries, are boycotting the United Nations General Assembly negotiations on a treaty banning nuclear weapons. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
You are going to see almost 40 countries that are not in the General Assembly today. And that's 40 countries that are saying, in this day and time, we would love to have a ban on nuclear weapons. But in this day and time, we can't honestly say that we can protect our people by allowing the bad actors to have them, and those of us that are good trying to keep peace and safety not to have them.
The General Assembly is continuing negotiations on the Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons. And Japanese officials say 8 high school students appeared dead after being engulfed in an avalanche at a ski resort in eastern Japan. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.